Okay, good morning, church. Good morning. How are you doing today? Right. It's hot. Yeah, so not so good then. Do you like winter more than summer? Summer, got summer, winter.
Summer.
Right, okay. So when Will asked me to break dance today, yeah, I was surprised. Yeah. All right, but now that I've got your attention, I'm going to upset someone today. I promise you, I'm going to upset someone today. I'm definitely going to upset someone today. Is it going to be you? Is it going to be you? All in the name of smoothies and fruit salad. Yeah. So, smoothie, fruit salad. Hands up for smoothies. Who likes a smoothie here? Right. Right. Hands up, who likes a fruit salad? There we go. There we go. I told you, I was going to upset someone, right? Yeah. Smoothies, I hate them. No, actually, I don't hate them. I really, really hate them. Oh, what's the deal with smoothies? I mean, look at it. You know, fruits that are natural, you know, fruits that have been made by God, why would you want to blend them? You know, look at like a banana smoothie. You know, you might have other fruits in there, but then the banana just overpowers. It takes over. Why would you want to do that? Now, I don't know where they're going with this concept. You know, what's the next thing? Are they going to blend fish and chips?
Oh.
Okay. So would you have that? Those guys who like smoothies, would you have fish and chips blend?
Yes.
Would you? Oh, see? I told you, I was going to upset someone today. Yeah. So, what does smoothies and fruit salads have to do with today's sermon? To be honest, I don't know. I just thought I'd put it in there and I just sort of hope things work out okay. Unity. So what do we understand by unity? I was really interested in the root of this word. It comes from the Latin word unitatem. That means oneness. Now, it's really interesting because when we think of oneness, I guess it's also easy for us to think of sameness. But I think oneness is different from sameness. But we will see a little later on. And if we look at the Oxford Learner's Dictionary, it talks about unity as that state of being in agreement. So it is about being the state of being joined together to form one unit. So I just want us to hold on to that, because when I think of how I got here today, so I drove here today, you know, what I did was I put my key in the ignition, and then zoom, I was here. Maybe not quite like that. When I put my key in the ignition, something happened. So the spark plugs, they did something, didn't they? Provided spark to the fuel, then the pistons, then the cylinders, then the synchro mesh gears, then the drive shafts, then the wheels are turning, and yes, then I'm here. Of course, the air freshener, it's also got a part in it, right? Yeah. So that's what unity is, because the car, you can think of it as one concept, a car, but actually there are different parts of it. You know, if you ever have repairs for your car, you will know that maybe you pay for a particular part. Because if you don't have that part, then your car isn't going to work properly. So I'm just wondering, for us right here, and if you feel comfortable to do this, I want you to try and stand up. Yeah? Of course, there's a catch to it. I want you to stand up without tensing any muscle at all.
Yeah.
Who can? Anyone can do that?
No.
Please try. Try. Anyone tried it right now? Yeah? Okay. So, what's happening there? The muscles, they're separate. So you might, you know, for some people, they may have to brace themselves, use their triceps, their shoulders. You have to use your knees. You've got to use your quadriceps. But the quadriceps, they've got different muscles in them. They need to work in unity, don't they?
Yeah.
Because if one muscle does something different to the others, you're not going to be able to stand up.
Yeah.
So, yes, they're in the same body, but they've got different functions. But the way they work is so that you can achieve the purpose or the goal you need to do. If you need to stand up, that's what they need to do. In the same way, spouses, husbands, and wives, and partners, well, you're joined together, aren't you? You work as a unit. That is until you have to go shopping together. So it's, we're joined together until the remote TV, the TV remote and Netflix do us apart. Yeah? But let's look to an authority, because, you know, don't take my word for it. Let's see, what does God say? Now, hopefully, your Bible is not as dusty as that one. Yeah? Because you read it all the time. Yeah? Okay. So, what does God say about unity? Well, I think the first thing we need to do is to go right to the beginning. If we go to Genesis, we see that God says, let us make man in our image. I'm really interested in the plural there. Let us. So he didn't say, I'm going to. He said, us. So plural. And then he also goes, in our likeness, and let them rule over the sea and the birds of the air. Again, there's that plural, isn't there? So let them.
Yeah.
It's not just man singular. It's let them. So again, we want to understand what is this multiplicity about. And if we go further, then we actually see that, you know, God made the wild animals according to their kinds, the livestock according to their kinds, and all the creatures that move along the ground according to their kinds. So again, there's something about variety here. God doesn't do boring. God likes variety.
Yeah.
How do I know that? Well, there are, and okay, might be a little bit suspect, I'm getting it off the internet, but there are 2.16 million living animal species.
Wow.
Can you imagine that? God doesn't do boring. He likes variety. 1.05 million of those species are insects.
Wow.
So if you only knew a beetle and a cockroach, there's loads. Yeah. And 65,000 of them are vertebrates.
Wow.
Can you imagine that? 65,000. That's a lot. Now, the animals range from 8.5 micrometers, so that's really tiny, to 33.6 meters. Again, God doesn't do boring.
Amen.
Yeah. So I would like to bring up Kathy here, just so she can read a passage for us. Thank you, Kathy.
Just as a body, though one, has many parts, but all its parts form one body, so it is with Christ. For we were all baptized by one Spirit, so as to form one body, whether Jews or Gentiles, slaves or free, and we were all given the one Spirit to drink. Even so, the body is not made up of one part, but of many. Now, if the foot were to say, because I'm not a hand, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. And if the ear should say, because I'm not an eye, I do not belong to the body, it would not for that reason stop being part of the body. If the whole body were an eye, where would the sense of hearing be? And if the whole body were an ear, where would the sense of smell be? But in fact, God has placed the parts in the body, every one of them, just as he wanted them to be. If they are all one part, where would the body be? As it is, there are many parts, but one body.
Yeah. Thank you, Kathy. Right. So this passage really illustrates, I mean, it's using metaphorical language here, but it really illustrates this idea of one body, but different parts, and that none of the parts are insignificant. They all have a role to play, no matter what it is. Think about your leg, it's quite a big muscle, but think about your ear. It's quite important in what it does as well. So when I think about unity, I'm not just thinking about sameness, I'm thinking about diversity. Yes, diversity is probably, you know, a sermon in itself, but I think it really links with unity. Because what we're recognizing here is that we are different in our ways, but actually we've got a common purpose and a common goal. Now, just try and think, what would it be like if we all looked exactly the same? So if we all talked exactly the same. Today we've heard different languages. What if we just said one language? What if we walked exactly the same? And to the men, what if we all snored exactly the same? Yeah. I know my wife right now say, oh, no, please, no. Yeah. So, what is it about unity and Christians? And I think as Christians, we need to think about identity. Our identity as Christians is what's important. And our identity is probably what sets us apart from the world.
Yeah.
Now, I find that a challenging concept when I read the Bible sometimes, because the Bible talks about be in the world, but do not be of the world.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what do you mean? You know, I need to go to work. I work so many hours. But then God is also saying, but I'm foremost. I'm important in your life.
Yeah.
How many times I've thought, oh, I can't go to church today. Oh, I've got, you know, so much stuff going on. But again, if I think about my identity, I've got to think about what's my place in the world. And when I am here, I've got to think about my time here as well. Am I being a part that is not playing any role at all? Or can I play a role in the church family? Now, I want to go back to this idea that I mentioned at the beginning of Genesis. So this idea of the Trinity. So here we have, I have given them the glory that you gave me, that they may be one as we are one. So again, this idea, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, Trinity. I in them and you in me, so that they may be brought to complete unity. So this is Jesus telling us what to do. He is starting with, they are one, three in one. This is God united. This is more united than Manchester United. Yeah? And then for us, we are also challenged to be brought to complete unity, just as God is unity. So, what does this mean for us? So, again, I want to go back to Paul, because he spoke to the Corinthians, but he also spoke to the Romans as well. Message is similar. There's some subtleties there, but it is fairly similar. For just as each one of us has one body with many members, and these members do not all have the same function, so in Christ, we, though many, form one body, and each member belongs to all the others.
Yeah.
So as you're set there, I want you to think about how you are a part of this family here, Buckskin Church, also the wider community, Basingstoke, Hampshire, also of the UK, also of the world. But your identity is important, so you need to know your part in this church, your part in the community, your part in the world. And whilst we're looking at that, I think it's important for us to understand as well that we will have differences in what we do, differences in how we interpret things, differences in terms of our strengths, maybe our limitations. So now we're talking about spiritual gifts. Okay. Now with spiritual gifts, we all have different things. And I think it's easy for us to think of spiritual gifts as, you know, prophesying. Yes, that is a spiritual gift. But you know what? What I like about this verse is it says, if it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, then do it diligently. So basically, the idea here is going back to variety. God has given us a variety of spiritual gifts here. And you don't have to look at one person and think, oh, but I cannot be like them. Oh, I can never do that. Well, focus on what you can do. Don't underestimate what you can do, what you can give to this church family, what you can do in your community, what you can do in the world. Just as I said earlier, the ear has an important function, even though it's very small compared to the leg muscles. You've got a special part to play in God's family. So we're back at the beginning, aren't we? Smoothie or fruit salad? I'm having fruit salad, yeah. Come on, guys, where are the smoothies? Right, okay, okay. Still got one smoothie there, yeah. So, of course, you know, smoothies, I think they do have a place, definitely, yeah. But I think when it comes to the church... No. When it comes to the church, when it comes to being God's family, I think we're looking for fruit salads here. If someone is a berry, let's go with that. If someone is a mango, let's go with that. If someone is a banana, let's go with that. Let's not just bland become one mashy banana. That's what I'm against. That's what I'm against. Yeah. So I want to challenge you right now just to reflect on unity and variety. Think about what you bring to the church family.
Yeah.
And then think about how you can unite with others. So remember, you don't have to be the same as others. You can be who you are. So I'll just give you a moment right now just to reflect on that. Okay, so now, could I ask you to turn to the person next to you and just share with them one or two things that you think you can do as part of God's family? Maybe you might already be doing it, or you might think, I've been challenged to do this now. I want to be that distinct fruit in this fruit salad. So if you can just turn to the person next to you. Oh, yes, yeah, yeah. I'm done now. Yeah. Okay, right. Before the conversations turn to weekend plans... Right. So it's a dangerous move, isn't it? Yeah. Okay. So I hope with the person next to you, you've been able to talk about something that you can bring to the church family. Like I said, it might be something you're already doing, or you might have been challenged to do something. Maybe something you previously thought, well, what is that? It doesn't compare to what other people do, prophecy, you know, leadership. But maybe you've got that little something that makes you a part of God's family, and it's important. So if we can just have some prayer, and I'm just going to pray just now. So if we just close our eyes, if we feel comfortable. Almighty Father, we come to you this morning. We come to you in praise. We come to you in awe of everything that you've done.
Yes.
You're the Almighty Creator. We have heard your message, Lord. And we know, Lord, that you're precious in everything that you do. You have shown us variety. We look all around the world. We see the different species that are around us. We see in ourselves that we're different. Today, we've had people praying in different languages, people singing in different languages. Lord, we look to you and we see that you are unity. You are three in one, but you are united. As we come to you, Lord, may you bless us with all our differences. We don't have to be similar. We can be different and we can also be united. Today is a special day where we are celebrating diversity in our church. We're celebrating unity. Father God, I ask you to bless this day and bless us with the spiritual gifts that we're going to be sharing with other people in this church and in the world. In Jesus' name, amen.